Sierra Leoneans are preparing to vote for their president, parliamentarians, and local government officials. Before now, voters took part in carnival-like street rallies, which have been a constant headache for officials. Abdoulaye Masiambi Bangoura is the chairman of the Political Parties Regulation Commission, or PPRC. He says the ban is meant to prevent the problems that the rallies caused the public in prior elections.
When they are out in the streets, they will obstruct the flow of traffic. They will exclude other users of the road. And most times, parents don't send their children to school, fearful of the fact that these parties may confront and their children may be caught in the fray. And also, even those who do business, they normally do not go to the market, being afraid of the fact that in the event they open their shops and there is confrontation, those shops may be looted. And
Bangoura argued the issue is also about livelihoods.
And we live in a subsistence economy. People need to go out every day to fend for their families. And when you prevent them from doing so, you're subjecting people to a lot of hardship.
Sidi Yaya Tunis is the publicity secretary for the main opposition All People's Congress, or APC party. He says the street rallies were a fun way of campaigning, and now that they are banned, they have to re-strategize.
You and I know that street rallies, you know, themselves have been kind of like an exciting way of galvanizing supporters. You know, a lot of people may be quiet throughout the campaign period, but the day that they know rallies are to take place, they will, you know, wear their respective party colors and join the rallies. It is an excitement for them, and it was also an opportunity for us to reach the wider audience, you know, through that traditional means of campaigning.
The APC publicity secretary says that with the ban on street rallies, his party has had to resort to social media and other new ways to reach voters.
You know, most people are very difficult to convince by just watching television. But when you really go house to house, it gives you the opportunity to take your time and explain things to people. They understand better.
Minister of Information and spokesman for the ruling Sierra Leone People's Party, Mohamed Sware, says it is a welcome change.
It's about breaking down into lawlessness, into brigandy, and all of those things. So we are happy that we have the house to house and neighborhood campaigns, because they are smaller crowds, smaller audiences. You are able to address them. They can ask you questions, you respond to them. Now,
14 political parties are eligible to take part in the 2023 polls, but only 13 have nominated presidential candidates. Four political parties only nominated candidates for president, but none for parliament. Only the two main parties, the APC and SLPP, have fielded candidates in all 16 electoral districts for seats in the 136-member legislature. None of the remaining 12 parties were able to field candidates in half of the 16 electoral districts. For VOA Africa, I'm Kelvin Lewis reporting from Freetown, Sierra Leone.